This segment, we'll be talking about all the people that were trapped, jailed, and killed by CIA's WikiLeaks. Let's start with Aaron Swartz. We know he was over at MIT, tied to Epstein, and we know Stella's real companion, MC McGrath, was funded by Peter Thiel, tied to Epstein. We also know Assange's lawyer was Alan Dershowitz, who was a friend of Epstein. But there's no way Aaron killed himself. I'll show you why. Swartz was murdered just days before CIA Snowden hoax. And Snowden is funneling all mass media secret intake docs to Russia with the program Swartz made. Snowden is using SecureDrop to funnel all mass media secret intake docs to Russia. We already know Snowden's boss was Jacob Rothschild's partner, Robert James Wolseley, who was his boss at Booz. But Wolseley also busted Assange in 1993. He was head of CIA under Clinton. Well, that's Jacob Rothschild's partner at Genie Energy. And we know City of London Corporation is run by Rothschild, whose headquarters has been there for a couple of hundred years. And these are the real guys behind the Russia-Ukraine war, just like all the other wars. Rothschild funded both sides of World War I and World War II. So you can't say Rothschild's not involved in Russia. He's got an office in Moscow. Well, let's get back to the guys that WikiLeaks has murdered. They're all Rothschild intelligence, and they're working with CIA, Mossad, MI6. But SecureDrop was the tool that Aaron Swartz and Marine James Dolan created, for the SecureDrops, right? But now let's go to that bottom part. Remember, Tor was developed by US Gov. That's Jacob Applebaum. He was busted for pedophilia too, but he was having sex with Laura Poitras, the Hollywood Snowden Citizen Four and Assange risk filmmaker. But Swartz turns up dead the week before Snowden and Poitras get intense with Assange. Then his SecureDrop co-creator, Marine James Dolan, moves their program to Snowden's Freedom of the Press Foundation and then turns up dead like his partner Swartz. Snowden makes off with the goods and all mass media start funneling secret intake docs to Snowden in Russia for the UN Security Council, aka the four policemen, aka Rothschild and Murdoch. Remember, Murdoch is also Jacob Rothschild's partner. Genie Energy, just like Robert James Wolseley, who was Snowden's boss at Booz and the guy who busted Assange. You might have to chew on that a little bit, but let's keep going. So Marine James Dolan, right, turns up dead too. And they're saying, five whistleblowers who died mysteriously. But what they did was they took the word of the Freedom of the Press Foundation and as the deciding factor on the mysterious death of James Dolan. Remember, Freedom of the Press Foundation was headed by Snowden, but also John Perry Barlow, who spent half his time at the CIA. He was working with Assange. So the same Snowden who ripped off the program from Dolan and Swartz, days after Swartz turns up dead, is the deciding factor on the death. So there's nothing to trust about Snowden. We know Assange fell out with Snowden. He fell out with Glenn Greenwald and John Perry Barlow and Sarah Harrison and Laura Poitras. But here, Assange is letting everybody know that 99.95% of all Snowden docs were never released. We knew few people ran WikiLeaks' Twitter account, but this came from Assange. All right, talking about the next guy that died, Seth Rich, WikiLeaks. We know WikiLeaks is CIA. We know CIA killed Seth Rich. There's no question about it. Here's another victim of WikiLeaks, Arjan Kamphius. Died in a kayaking accident. Not true. CIA murdered him. All right, this is Assange's adoptive father, Gavin McFadden. MAC, capital FADYEN. You can see there's a lot of love between them. And when Gavin died, Assange tweeted, "Sock it to God forever." He was so mad, he blamed God. But at least we knew he believed in God. He just didn't believe the right things about God because he was raised in a cult, the family cult, and they said they were Jesus while they raped him and burned him and starved him, beat him. Let's keep going. Gavin McFadden, mentor to Assange and his closest friend in London. Now remember Sarah Harrison and Joseph Farrell, our City of London Corporation. They're dirty. So Gavin, Julian Assange's adoptive father, his wife's original post said that he had died from a short illness. And then later she deleted that. He had not been married to her for very long. And she's from the US. Let's look a little more at Gavin. See, because Gavin, like Assange, was CIA MKUltra. Here you can see both Gavin and Assange didn't have dads growing up. They both had adoptive fathers. So Gavin McFadden was Assange's adoptive father, but Dr. Douglas Archibald McFadden was Gavin's adoptive father. And he was chief of the Army Medical School in Washington, D.C., specializing in human experiments. And Gavin admitted he was under investigation for some activism. He gave Bernie Sanders his start, but he admitted he was going, he was going to the psych ward as a kid, just like Assange was going as a kid, too. So here's an They were doing some kind of an FBI or police investigation on McFadden, Gavin, and they shut the police down and they said, "We can't tell you anything because, quote, this is classified because it contains information from confidential sources, the unauthorized disclosure of which could adversely affect the security of the United States." So the police couldn't even investigate. Because it would have affected the security of the United States. This guy was CIA MKUltra long, long time ago. He came from Colorado. So basically, here's my summary of Julian Assange's adoptive father and mentor and closest friend, Gavin McFadden. September 1961, an investigation was conducted by the Chicago Federal Bureau of Investigation regarding Julian Assange's mentor and adoptive father, Gavin Hall McFadden, in connection with a U.S. government position. McFadden was attending Shimer College in Mount Carroll, Illinois at the time, which later in 2014 was voted worst college in America. McFadyen had no documented biological father, and in 1958 listed on his Scheimer College application that he was undergoing psychotherapy with adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Sherman C. Feinstein of U.S. Army. Now remember, his adoptive father, Douglas, was also U.S. Army. Now the FBI investigation into McFadyen took place at Scheimer, where FBI conducted the criminal check. On May 8, 1963, the records of the Security Section, Intelligence Division, Bureau of Inspectional Services, Chicago Police Department were reviewed. The letterhead memorandum is classified confidential because it contains information from confidential sources, the unauthorized disclosure of which could adversely affect the security of the United States. According to the Intelligence Division, FBI's investigation into Gavin McFadyen regarding a U.S. government job investigation was confidential because it involved the security of the United States. McFadyen's wife, Susan Benn, is now receiving all the WikiLeaks funds as trustee of Courage Foundation. And remember, McFadyen was funded by Soros, who's funded by CIA via USAID. Well, Susan Benn wasn't married long, said he died of this, then retracted it, and then they said it was a short illness. But the same with Vivian Westwood. She's best friends with Prince Charles. And she was, you know, a trustee of the Courage Foundation, too. So all these trustees of the Courage Foundation stealing the Assange's donation. So, man, if you donate to Assange, you're donating to CIA. Here's another guy CIA's WikiLeaks killed. John Jones, who was Assange's attorney. They say he suicided and jumped in front of a subway train in Hampstead. Well, look at who wrote that article. Ham and High, Hampstead. Those are the same people that wrote the article about me. Because I was only jailed once in my life, but that was for finding satanic cannibals in London, in Hampstead, the same place they murdered John Jones and they threw him in front of the bus. But I have the medical reports proving those Hampstead children were raped. They were the ones, the whistleblower kids, whose dad, Ricky Dearman, took him to church and raped him. And a lot of the kids were getting raped in church, and they were being forced to kill and eat babies. Later, I tied that case to WikiLeaks. Remember, WikiLeaks leaked spirit cooking with Marina Abramovic. And we tied, of course, Abramovic to Assange through Gaga, who was visiting Assange, and Pussy Riot, who was visiting Assange, and Pamela Anderson, who was hanging out at those cannibal festivals with Abramovic, and Vivian Westwood's, his mentor, that I talked about, Trustee Courage Foundation. She had a kid with CIA Malcolm McLaren, and they were hanging out with Marina Abramovic. But I tied Assange to those Hampstead cannibal kids because Annie Michon, who was there at the founding of WikiLeaks, she's at MI5, her landlord was Belinda McKenzie, and Belinda McKenzie was the one who set me up when they hauled me off and kidnapped me from Assange's house, right, you know, but maybe about a year before he leaked spirit cooking. And that's what, you know, started Pizzagate, was that spirit cooking leak. So, but about a year before that, I was kidnapped from Assange's house in this Hampstead cannibal kids case. Spent Easter weekend there, 3 days in jail. Good Friday, they arrested me. But those, you know, I have the medical reports proving those kids told the truth. So I got pretty popular in the UK for that. They took my passport and made me get on the first plane out, where they were going to lock me up for a long time. That's what they told me. So of course I got out of there pretty quick. I'll never go back to the UK. Those guys are horrible. I don't know what Barrett Brown's doing over there. He's got to be dirty. Remember, Barrett Brown was supposedly the spokesperson of Anonymous, and then he disassociated himself with Anonymous. But he was hanging out with the Bush family. We know Bush funded Assange's DARPA training, but we could kind of keep going around forever. But let's get back to John Jones. He was They killed him in Hampstead. Here's Julian Assange's or another victim of WikiLeaks, chief his DC chief lawyer Michael Ratner. He was the head of the Center for Constitutional Rights, but that's all George Soros, Jacob Rothschild's partner. It's all Rothschild intelligence working with all Rothschild intelligence headed by Jacob Rothschild out of City of London Corporation, not under UK jurisdiction. Same people who held Julian Assange's bogus trial at Old Bailey in that 1 square mile that is not under UK jurisdiction. So, Michael Ratner. And apparently, he got tons of lawyers together to go represent the terrorists in Guantanamo. But, just as a note here, that they say, oh, Assange could go to Guantanamo. It wouldn't matter because his lawyer's lawyer, his chief lawyer, Barry J. Pollock, was U.S. Army War Court. And so his lawyer's lawyer is the guy who heads Guantanamo. They say Ratner died of cancer. But now Ratner was good friends with Tony Tabatnik, Jennifer Robinson's boss. It was one of Assange's lawyers. Of course, she was best friends with Clooney, whose husband, George Clooney, was sleeping with Ghislaine Maxwell. There's so many ties to Epstein, so many ties to 9/11. So many ties to the royals in this whole story. But let's stay focused on all the guys WikiLeaks killed or jailed. So Jeremy Hammond, the Stratfor leaks, he was another one of their victims. Kind of hard to say who's a victim and who's not, because a lot of times they'll say, oh, he's in isolation for years. When really he's just off in Tahiti getting more CIA training, right? That's why they're in isolation. Nobody sees them. There's no accountability. But Jeremy Hammond's dad was busted for pedophilia. Thing about Jeremy Hammond is his support network was run by Julian Assange's enemy, Grace North, who's married to Michael Best, who became Emma Best with a sex change, and leaked those 11,000 private direct messages. That was mentioned 78 times in those direct messages. A couple of references I'll mention where they talked about me 78 times at least. Was Assange was saying how important it was for Anonymous and WikiLeaks to be associated. But since I owned the Million Mass March domain monopoly, it was hard for them. Remember, I was a supporter for 7 years until I found out WikiLeaks is CIA, right? So this is during that transition time where they didn't really know what to do with me because I wanted to help them. But they know if they let me get too close, I'd figure out a lot sooner who they really are, CIA. And of course, there's this infighting as well. But so that was one thing. Assange, they said, hey, let's go after Sands. And they even hooked up with like crime reporters, John Austin, who works for Murdoch and a ton of the tabloids. And they said, hey, let's feed him. Lies about Sands. And then, they get back and they go, oh, yeah, he said he's going to do that. But Assange said, well, if you attack Sands, it's just going to drive Anonymous away from WikiLeaks. So he had my back, only because he knew that, in a way, Anonymous had more power than WikiLeaks, right? Because WikiLeaks was nothing without Anonymous. But he knew if WikiLeaks attacked me, they would drive Anonymous away. And then, you know, it's kind of funny to, the only time Assange ever mentioned the word sexy was when he talked about power. But so another time that I was mentioned was because I copied Anna Ardeen's tweet admitting she wasn't raped before she deleted it. But then WikiLeaks said, well, we can't put that tweet out because it had my picture on there, right? As a retweet, had my picture. And so WikiLeaks is saying, well, we can't retweet Anna Ardeen admitting she wasn't raped by Assange because then people are going to equate that to Sands, to me. So I was the reason that WikiLeaks did not retweet Anna Ardeen saying she wasn't raped. Well, let's get back to those other people that got killed by WikiLeaks. Adrian Lamo, remember him? So they're saying, oh, we don't know how he died. We just can't figure it out. Right? Well, he became infamous and his reputation was completely destroyed because of Bradley Manning, who became Chelsea Manning. But let's look at that a little bit more, because Chelsea Manning was really just a nobody who got kicked out of the army. So they decided to hook up with intelligence, I guess, to save their own skin. Let's keep looking. I keep telling you how Jacob Rothschild, and it's all Rothschild intelligence. Well, he's the guy, Rothschild made Soros rich, you know. And here's Soros, you know, funding Manning. But it gets worse than that. Look at this. You guys remember Alexa O'Brien and Kevin Gustola. So I don't know how to say his last name. Gostzola. Gustola. Well, Kevin came from Kevin Z's, came from Occupy, and Occupy was a Soros op. But Alexa O'Brien, who was the court reporter, the only historian, right? Here it says in Huffington Post, Alexa O'Brien is Bradley Manning's trials, one woman court records system. Well, she works for Air Wars, which is also George Soros. So the two people that were allowed in Manning's courtroom were Kevin Gustola and Alexa O'Brien, both Soros. So we really can't believe anything. And again, Bradley was a nobody, didn't know anything, and got kicked out of the army. So intelligence snapped him up and said, hey, we'll give you a sex change operation if you work for us. That's basically all that happened, because all that Bradley's been doing ever since then, besides calling himself Chelsea, is playing video games. That's it. It's like Snowden. What's Snowden doing in Russia? Basically nothing. Just sitting there collecting all mass media secret intake docs through SecureDrop and Freedom of the Press Foundation. And, you know, in Russia, just doing nothing, except for maybe forwarding everything to Rothschild intelligence. Because remember, Snowden's boss was Jacob Rothschild's partner, Robert James Wolseley. Okay, let's keep going. So here's WikiLeaks admitting they work with George Soros, which is Open Society. just admitting it. And Soros is CIA via the U.S. Agency for International Development. That's just a CIA fund. The Soros gets millions of dollars from the CIA. He's working right there with WikiLeaks. They're admitting it. But CIA set up WikiLeaks as a trap to jail and kill whistleblowers. To trap, jail, and kill whistleblowers. And then to push the false narrative that national security journalism is illegal. Obviously, it's ludicrous. You know, this narrative that they're pushing. But because it's all Rothschild intelligence out of City of London Corporation, and that trial, Assange's bogus trial, was held at Old Bailey Central Criminal Court outside of UK jurisdiction, inside City of London Corporation, sovereign. They're just pushing this narrative. And of course, the tabloids are all picking it up. And The Guardian was Scott Trust. That's Murdoch and Rothschild. And Rothschild's partner, Murdoch, again at Genie Energy. That's Fox News. That's The Wall Street Journal. That's New York Post. Page Six. All the tabloids. Daily Mail, Mail Online, that's Rothermere. Rothschild holds his money. Everything coming out of the UK is, because the UK royals, they took the Freeman Oath to City of London Corporation, run by Rothschild. Even Trump, he was bailed out by Rothschild. Those first three failed casinos and all the guys Trump appointed, that's all Rothschild. It's Rothschild Intelligence. CIA MK Ultra founder Alan Dulles said Rothschild is an intelligence service. That's what people have to understand. You know, the Balfour Declaration and all that power Rothschild has in Israel. You know, they put that leadership in charge in Israel. Who do you think is perpetuating the war between Israel and Palestine? It's those Rothschild Zionists pretending to be Jew. Revelation chapter 3, verse 9 says they say they're Jew, but they're not. Their synagogue is Satan. That's what those Rothschild Zionists are. They're not really Jews. Their synagogue is Satan, like Revelation chapter 3, verse 9 says. Problem is, all these Christians think they're supposed to support Israel, so they're accidentally supporting the synagogue of Satan Zionists pretending to be Jew. That's what Rothschild is. City of London Corporation is that 1 square mile, I told you, plenty of times, it's surrounded by 13 human sacrifice dragons. It's the dragon of St. George. No, it's not St. George that surrounds that 1 square mile. It's the dragon of St. George, and that's the human sacrifice dragon. I should show you some more pictures, but that's for another video. One day I'll put a video out on just the City of London Corporation, but we were sticking to all the people that, CIA's WikiLeaks killed or jailed. Let's look at the last slide, see what we got coming up. All right, so we're going to end this one on Julian Assange. Now, at the top here, you see the We Steal Secrets. That was Alex Gibney, the story of WikiLeaks. In that film, Assange said, I have never said that this is not a honey trap. And I have never said that it is a honey trap. He's talking about WikiLeaks. So let's hear that one more time. Julian Assange said about WikiLeaks, I have never said that this is a honey trap, and I have never said that it is not a honey trap. That's what Assange said about WikiLeaks. So right here, this was the collateral murder video that he leaked at the National Press Club. And he just flew into the National Press Club, leaked this video, and then just flew right on out. people were arguing. They said, oh, no, he leaked that when he was in Iceland or something. No, he didn't. He went to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and leaked it. And I got to tell you something about that dirty National Press Club. First of all, the guy who answers the phone, you'll say, you know, can I talk to your boss? He goes, I don't have a boss. I have a client. And all the people who put on all those events at the National Press Club, they have nothing to do with the content. It's a private club. They pay memberships. Can't take any pictures in there. I've been in there. That's where the U.S. Marshals told me that the United States has been hijacked by a rogue entity. They probably, I don't know if they knew that it was City of London Corporation that runs Pentagon Reservation and the president's and the intelligence, you know, Rothschild Intelligence running Mossad and MI6 and CIA. I don't know if they knew that, but you know, there's a reason Pentagon is a reservation. You go out to, you know, Indian country, sorry, it's not Indian. They're Native Americans. There's no Indian. Indians are in India, right? But you go out to Native American country and you ask them what a reservation is, and they know it's not USA. So Americans have to understand that Pentagon is a reservation for a reason, because it's not USA. But Assange is right there at the National Press Club, leaked that video, flew out like no problem at all, and the National Press Club takes no responsibility for the content that they put out. It's just some member club, you know, who pretends. And but when I was in 2014, that was when the U.S. Marshals asked me for my assistance. And I was sitting in the National Press Club with the 12 other, with 12 guys, and I was the only female there. But there were U.S. Marshals. It was a whistleblower event. And the marshals were saying that they couldn't tell the truth because they were getting killed for it, that this rogue entity would steal their children, put them in jail, the children of the whistleblowers, the U.S. Marshal whistleblowers, that they'd steal their kids, they'd put them in jail, and they rape them. And I said, well, what about the journalists? Why aren't they telling the truth? And they said they're too afraid. That's why they don't tell the truth. Either that or they're like paid off, right? All those people supporting Trump, did they not have a brain about why Trump didn't tell the truth about 9/11? Seriously, why didn't Trump tell the truth about 9/11? Why didn't Biden? Why didn't Obama? We know why Bush didn't. His vice president was Cheney, and Cheney is partners with Jacob Rothschild at Genie Energy. That's how Trump got Trump Heights, those Golan Heights area. Well, so those are all people, you know. Aaron Swartz, he was murdered by WikiLeaks. John Jones, murdered by WikiLeaks. Michael Hastings, murdered by WikiLeaks. Seth Rich, murdered by WikiLeaks. Gavin McFadden, murdered by WikiLeaks. Julian Assange, we don't even know if he's alive. Adrian Lamo, murdered by WikiLeaks. John Jones, I mean. And Chelsea Manning, working for Soros. Snowden, working for Rothschild Intelligence. We can't let these people get away with this. And they're not. And the way we're going to really, I think, wake people up is when you look at who's Assange's spokesperson now. Well, you got John Shipton, who wasn't even raised with Assange and not on the birth certificate. They didn't make eye contact during trial. That film Ithaca starts out with Shipton admitting he was estranged from Assange the whole youth. But Shipton got ownership of WikiLeaks from CIA Chief Nicholas Natasios through John Young of Krypton. Krypton was CIA. Krypton leaked these leaks there after Assange for a couple days before Assange. And Daniel Ellsberg, he was also CIA. He was a CIA hitman in Vietnam. snuffing people. That's all he ever did, besides cover up for the heroin drug smuggling that was going on with the CIA. And that's why they said, hey, Ellsberg, leak Pentagon papers. That'll take everybody's eye off of what we're doing in Vietnam. So Daniel Ellsberg, who apparently had these leaks as well as CIA's John Cryptone, John Young of Cryptone, whose father-in-law was Nicholas Natasios, right? These guys are all CIA. And Assange, I believe, was CIA, and I think he defected when they killed his dad, Gavin McFadden, his adoptive dad. That's what I think. And I think that's why he leaked Spirit Cooking. That's why they silenced him. Remember Kristen Harathison, who is a WikiLeaks spokesperson or editor-in-chief now? He quit WikiLeaks a year before Assange was silenced and lied about his 20-year background in journalism. He doesn't have a 20-year background in journalism. And the guy who they say is Assange's chief of staff now, Joseph Farrell, he got started with Soros at WIPO and Citizen Coalition and Center for Investigative Journalism and Bureau of Investigative Journalism. Those are all Soros ops. Everything Soros is CIA. Everything CIA and Soros is Rothschild. So that's what they're doing. They're killing people. They set up WikiLeaks to trap, jail, and kill whistleblowers. We don't know if Assange is alive. We know Stella's lying. She faked all the photos. She worked for Balthazar Gerson. That's who hired her. Assange's chief lawyer. But he was the guy, he was the convicted spy felon and disbarred judge who indicted Osama bin Laden. He's been working, Assange's chief lawyer, Balthazar Gerson, was the guy who was indicted Osama bin Laden. We know that whole bin Laden thing was a lie too, right? Osama was dead since 2001. Died of kidney failure, which is why Prime Minister of Pakistan was assassinated right after she said it. And then 2011, WikiLeaks triggered that fake Osama bin Laden hoax raid. And if you want to, you know, the cherry on top of the cake, all these people WikiLeaks killed. WikiLeaks leaked that fake, WikiLeaks triggered that fake Osama bin Laden hoax raid. Osama was already dead, but then who died because of that less than 3 months later? All those Navy SEALs, Navy SEAL Team 6. You know, so you can pretty much credit their death as well to WikiLeaks. That's Extortion 17. Yeah, so they've been killing a lot of people, jailing a lot of people, but they didn't get away with it because we found out. All right, thanks for listening.